This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
43-yard attempt from the right hash mark.
And, oh, he hits the upright again. That's impossible. And the Eagles run out onto the field, but there's still 5 seconds. So they've got to get back. He does it again.
When we brought back to the spot of the kick, it will be Philadelphia.
Did this hit the upright and the crossbar?
Bottom line, it doesn't go through. Upright. Yeah, it looks like it bounced off the crossbar as well.
Oh, my goodness. The Bears' season's going to end on a double doink.
It's painful to hear, even this far out.
Still hurts.
Let's get out to John Carney. It's a delight to bring in the longtime NFL kicker, now coach, and a guy that had a great career at Notre Dame and certainly in the NFL. Just a joy to talk some kicking with John. He also happens to be the coach of a gentleman by the name of Redford Jones, who's going to be the first candidate that will take on the great task
Redford
of trying
Jones
to
not hit a
upright.
Futures contract.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, John.
Good morning, Mike and Dave. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. You ever hit any post? Ever hit an upright like more than once or twice in a season?
Usually it's like once every other year, maybe once every 3 years. So,
once every 3 years.
Doesn't happen too often. Yeah.
I think there were seven. What, how many did poor Cody Parkey hit? Seven?
Six this year.
Six.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It happened six times, John. And I know before we get to Redford Jones, when you watch that from afar, what's going through your head when you see that happen as often as it did?
Just really bizarre, chain of events, really. I know Cody Parkey, he's a great guy and a hell of a talented kicker. And just for reasons unknown to me at this point, it's a lot of uprights this year. Kind of bizarre.
Can he overcome that?
Absolutely. I mean, every athlete at the pro level is going to have a season that, he'd want back, want to change things, or for whatever reason, things just don't line up. I expect. I'm going to try to meet with him this offseason and work through some things. But, we all have those moments in our career or a season that turns us back to our game of mechanics and refocusing and evaluating and making corrections and moving forward and coming back strong and having a great second year.
It's fascinating to talk about kicking because I think a lot of people compare it to golf. And we've had a head coach in here tell us that if a guy's a good golfer, or most of the kickers have to be good golf or something along those lines. The same type of thing applies. And when you think about golf, I mean, the battle isn't against your opponent. It's against the course. It's against it's really played out in your head. How does that apply in terms of kicking? Isn't whether you have the ability to kick the ball, it's whether you have the ability to kick it between the uprights when it matters most.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, focus, being a clutch kicker, a clutch performer is a big deal. In the moment, having the opportunity to focus on the mechanics and the task at hand and not let outside distractions or the
John, hold on 1 second, buddy. Hold on. We're having a little problem with the phone line. We're going to try to reestablish that line and see if we can't clean that up, because I think what he's saying is some interesting stuff.
Yeah, I think so. And it's
once every 3 years, David.
He also said that he's going to meet with Cody Parkey in the offseason. I think he runs a kicking academy out in California, and this is a guy who's a fifth all-time leading scorer in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I think when you talk about a guy who has been through every scenario in terms of lost confidence, in terms of bad mechanics, in terms of overcoming that, John Carney's a good guy to work with. So.
23 years in the NFL, and he hit 22 of 24 clutch kicks, if you list it that way. That's pretty extraordinary.
Also a guy that went kicked into his 40s, which tells you that if you have given up on Matt Bryant, guy cut loose yesterday by the Falcons, if you look at Adam Vinatieri, boy, you can kick for
he made the Pro Bowl at 44. Years. He nearly kicked into his 50s. John, could you still do it? Should the Bears just come to you?
You know, I do kick with my clients from time to time. You know, I have about one day per month that looks pretty good. So, I love working with the young guys and sharing what I've learned and my experiences and the tricks of the trade and passing that along to the next generation of specialists.
What can you tell us about Redford Jones from Tulsa? He did not kick in the NFL last year, but he signed a futures contract with the Bears. Soon after the Cody Parkey disappointment, Ryan Pace went out and had some tryouts, and Redford Jones had the best day of the kickers they tried out at Hallis Hall.
Redford's a great kid. You know, he kicked the University of Tulsa, so he's no stranger to bad weather or tough conditions on the field. He's been with us since last spring when he was preparing for his pro day. He's a strong kicker. He's got a good head on his shoulders. Although he was raised in Tulsa, Oklahoma, he spent a lot of time out here in California, so he's got a little bit of the California kid in him where he's kind of laid back and doesn't let things bother him too much. And he could just continues to get stronger and better and hit a cleaner ball. And I'm really looking forward to him having an opportunity to get some kicks with the Bears and see what happens.
When we talk about kicking and we talk about the mental aspects of it, is there something mechanically that you're repeating if you're hitting an upright six or seven times in a season? Is there something that you're doing that, I mean, obviously you're close, right? Because you're close to the upright, you're hitting it. How do you just shake that off? I mean, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You get up there, you look at it, and you're aiming for it. I don't know how it happens.
Usually if you aim for it, you don't hit it. you know, it's just a bizarre thing when you're hitting uprights, but you made a great point. If you're hitting it, you're darn close. You know, you got guys missing uprights by 4 or 5 feet outside the uprights, then, you know, those guys are really off target. Soldier Field is certainly no walk in the park. Very difficult place to play. You're battling the field. You're battling conditions of the wind and temperatures. So it's a tough place. I never was a big fan of kicking there myself. So Robbie Gould made it look easy for everybody and I think spoiled everybody in Chicago. And he continues to do well in San Francisco. You know, when you walk out on the field, regardless if it's Soldier Field or another field, you're focusing on your mechanics, what it takes to make you hit and help you hit a good ball that rotates well, good trajectory and good direction. You're really going to need to pick out a great target line, and that's probably something that kickers at Soldier Field or, you know, at Green Bay, you really have to pick a good target line and understand the wind patterns. You know, sometimes it takes a kicker, you know, a little time to figure out the wind patterns. I got to play in Giants Stadium for a year with the New York Giants and certainly picked Jeff Fiegel's brain about the wind patterns of Giants Stadium. And ironically, one of the best kickers that I've ever been around, David Akers, who played for the Philadelphia Eagles, David had always struggled for some reason in Giants Stadium. And the Giants players pointed that out to me. He goes, watch when we play the Eagles, you know, how David does. And he actually regular season game did miss a kick in that game, and he just didn't jive well with Giants Stadium. So sometimes it takes a little while to pick up the wind conditions and understand everything that goes on in the stadium. It takes a heck of a talented guy to figure that out at Soldier Field.
John, Redford Jones was the first kicker that Ryan Pace signed to create some competition with Cody Park, you're at the position, but maybe not the last. Maybe they'll bring in several kickers to Bourbon A and take a look at guys. What effect does that have on a kicker? Do kickers respond to competition different than other position groups or other players on a football team?
Well, because there's only one roster spot for a kicker during the regular season, there's no backup. So we understand when they bring in another kicker, that's competition. We respond to that. We tighten things up. We go back to being ready to compete on a daily basis. But you can only take care of what you can control. So you can't get too out of your head thinking that, you know, they brought this guy in, they brought that guy in, and they're having workouts again. And that doesn't help us kick any better. So you really, again, need to focus on your work at hand and focus on your mechanics and focus on your ball striking and see where the chips fall after that.
It's interesting, John, because I've often wondered if there's sort of a brotherhood among kickers in the league, like what you're talking about, talking to different guys about how people fare. Would it be out of line for a guy like Cody Parkey to, let's say, you know, Robbie Gould lives in Chicago, and I think he would love to finish his career with the Bears, but he is, as you say, he's with the San Francisco. And we talked to Kyle Shanahan a week or so ago, and he was telling us that he believes Robbie will be back, which would indicate that they are going to use maybe a transition tag on him and then match a deal he might get or come to a conclusion with him. They could franchise him and keep him. I don't think he's going to be available. Would it be out of line for Cody Parkey to call Robbie and try to pick his brain if he goes back to San Francisco? Is that acceptable among kickers in the league?
Absolutely. You know, we talk in the off season a lot. We have a lot of NFL kickers that come through here in the off season to train, and we talk about stadiums and conditions and how did you do this and that. You know, Nick Folk is one of our guys who trains a lot with us, and he spent many, many years in at the Jets in a very, you know, windy stadium. And so we always pick his brain about, you know, how do you do this, that in the Jets stadium? How do you handle certain conditions? So absolutely, it is a brotherhood. It is a fraternity, and we do support each other and help each other out. And it's a big resource for kickers around the NFL.
So, John, when you do talk to Cody Parkey at whatever point in this offseason, if he comes to you, whether it's on the phone or in person, you sit him down, you start a conversation, what's the first thing you tell him based on what he's coming off of and what you know have experienced yourself?
Well, I certainly want to reaffirm him. He's a heck of a kicker. You know, it wasn't a mistake that he had a phenomenal season in Miami. He did very well when he was at the Eagles, and heck, the Eagles stadium is a hard place to play. So he's a heck of a kicker and just needs to refocus and focus on 2019, not 2018, and make sure he's got the right mindset, the right equipment, and he's preparing well physically and mentally for 2019. And to give him the heads up, it's not any surprise when he goes back to Chicago that he's not going to be the most popular guy in the world. And so he just needs to understand what the landscape's going to look like and have to fight through some critics and some haters until he gets back on track and hits some nice field goals and, you know, puts some points on the board for the Bears, and people start to forget about what happened last year.
Yeah, that I'm glad you said that, John, because that's what my next question was just the idea of the crowd turning on you and people blaming you for a loss and people wanting to hold you accountable. And when you go from, you know, being a highly paid player to a guy that the crowd turns on, it's hard enough to get the job done. But when everybody there doesn't want to see you, it's got to be even worse.
Yeah, it's tough. And again, you know, if you go through history, there's been some phenomenal athletes, both male and female, that, you know, have had a rough go at it at some point. And the critics come out of the woodwork, and the fans aren't too happy about it. But, you know, it's up to us. We get paid to do what we do. That's what we signed up for. It's not always going to be roses. And sometimes we need to go back, work harder, work smarter, and fight through some of that and win, get out on the field and win. And people have short memories, and they'll, you start winning some games for some teams, and they'll start to be happy again. They'll start to jump back on your wagon.
John, great stuff. Really appreciate your time and your insights. And again, I think you're proof that guys can kick for a very long time. So there'll be all sorts of options.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Mike and Dave.
That's John Carney. Interesting, working with a lot of different kickers, including the two that will be competing that we know of right now for the Bears and maybe more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.